Rewind 1 year to when the Utah legislature passed Senate Bill 180, a Medicaid reform bill that overhauled how providers would be compensated. Instead of paying doctors a fee for every service performed, patients would be in a managed care system.
All that means is just a different strategy, a different way to pay healthcare providers so that we make sure patients are getting good value for the taxpayer dollar and that we're not paying for any of the waste that we are paying for now. For example, the unnecessary tests or visits to the ER for primary care conditions.
That's Judy Hillman, executive director of the Utah Policy Health Project. She notes that once that bill was passed with unanimous support, the state was required to file a waiver with the federal government, and now those results are in. Hillman says besides being denied a priority list that would cut services to some patients, the federal government also rejected the state's request to increase patients' copays.
Everything we didn't want approved in the waiver was not approved.
But not everyone is so relieved. Representative Dean Sanpei, who has been working on the Medicaid reform issue, says being partially rejected by the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services may slow the state down in its progress to improve Medicaid.
To me, it's sort of like we're asked to run an obstacle course, but we've got both our arms, or one arm at least, tied behind our back. But we still have two legs, and we still have at least one arm. So I think we ought to proceed.
Sanpei says with the federal government rejecting some of the changes, the state will not be able to save the $770 million over 10 years that was projected under last year's SB 180. But the state isn't giving up the issue. Republican Representative Jim Dunnigan is expected to carry a health system reform bill in the House of Representatives. With KCPW News, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.